Hello Playmates, lovely to have you back. It's Claire here from Play Hooray. Thank you very much for tuning in today. So far I've done a couple of episodes and we've talked about the history, who I am and the history of the business. However, now I'd like to move on and really get stuck into the play prompts. And I've been having a little think about how it's going to work and I have come up with, at the moment, I'm going to do it weekly, but if you would like it more often than that, I certainly can increase them. But we're going to do a weekly podcast where I provide 5 ideas to help your little ones in lots of different ways. Now, with all the activities, nobody knows your child better than you. So try them. Try the ones that you feel your child would benefit from, the ones that your children would enjoy, and also feel free to adapt them to make them suit the way that your child likes to play. It's just a little bit of inspiration. It might just spark you off with some ideas that you can then have a little play around with. And also, of course, I would love to hear if you have more ideas that you would like to add to the list too. I'm keeping it just to 5 so that the podcast doesn't last too long. And I would like to keep the episodes quite short, looking at about 5 minutes. So we'll see how we get on. And I'll also let you know the next episode that's going to be coming up too. So should we get started with our first Play Prompts podcast? Okay, so this week we're going to be looking at ways to help little... Start that again, sorry. This week we're going to be looking at ways to help our children use their hands. So we're going to be helping little hands, and that's all about strengthening the muscles in their hands, in their fingers, so that this will support them later on in life when they're holding a pencil, writing, using tools, all that sort of thing. So as usual, we're going to practice through the power of play to help strengthen their muscles. And there's 5 ways that you can do this through lots of fun activities that you can do at home, using things from around the house, and you'll be amazed at how much the children will benefit from it. So number 1, Play-Doh. Play-Doh is a brilliant activity to do with children. Great for a Sunday afternoon, weekends at home, get a little big blob of Play-Doh out. If you're looking for a Play-Doh recipe, I've got one on my website. I've got one on my Instagram page as well, so go and check that out. It's dead easy to do. But yeah, get a big blob of Play-Doh and get the children rolling it and prodding it using their fingers, using their thumbs. They can bash it about, they can roll and make tiny little pieces. And all those movements with the hand will help to strengthen it, help hand-eye coordination. And of course, it's loads of fun as well. And there's no reason why you can't turn into making cakes and making biscuits and things. The children won't even realise that they're supporting their hand development. Number 2, another lovely activity you can do is using tools. So maybe using tweezers or scoops and hammers and scissors, all that sort of stuff. Is then encouraging children to learn how to use their hands. Again, more hand-eye coordination practice, but it's just lots of fun. You can do it tweezers, using to pick up little peas and little pom-poms, things like that. Using scoops with big pots of lentils or pasta or rice. Hammers, hammering golf tees into soft fruit or into cardboard boxes. And using scissors just to let them snip, snip, snip and get cutting away. And it'll soon benefit their little hands. Okay, and then number 3, threading is a really lovely one you can do. And you can actually start this from quite a young age. You just have to adapt it. So for the younger children, I'd maybe use some sort of scarf or men's tie. And they could be threading that through napkin rings or bangles or, you know, the curtain rings that you get. Thread them through those. And that's, again, fantastic for the hands. But it's also getting their 2 hands to perform a task. So it's getting the hands to do different things to perform a task, which is brilliant. And then as your child gets older, they will have more control over the hands. So why not use a shoelace or a piece of wool or something and thread it in and out a piece of card that has been hole punched. Dead easy. You can do shapes, you could do animals, you could make your own, do whatever you want to do. Paw Patrol, if they're into Paw Patrol, do a Paw Patrol card. Dead easy. And again, just fantastic for their hands as well. Good to take on a little journey as well if you've got a bit of time to kill in the car. Number 4, we're going to talk about spray bottles. These are great for strengthening little hands. Little plastic bottles, you can get some really cheap in like Home Bargains and what's the other one? B&M. Can get some little spray bottles for less than £1, normally in like the hairdressers or beauty section. Fill them with water and then let the children squirt the walls or the grass outside or even on the floor. And actually that squirting using their hands, they've really got to pull, they've got to get the hands working. And it's great for strengthening the muscles. And then finally, number 5, you'd be amazed actually going to the park and doing things like climbing and throwing and stretching is all really great because yes, they are using the hands, but also they're using all their upper body. So building up that core strength, building up the strength in their arms, they're learning how to use their body, which will then they will be able to fine tune for when they need to use their hands for making smaller hand movements, like using tools and like using the pencil and pens in school when they're writing. So that's five easy ways. I think a bit, maybe a few more in there, as always. But five easy ways that you can help your little one to strengthen their hand muscles. So the next episode is going to be ways to help little talkers. So encouraging if your child is already a talker, or maybe your child is making noises, or maybe then choosing not to speak at all. Just a couple of things you can do through play to support their communication and language. So yeah, tune in for that one. It'll probably be in about a week's time. But yeah, I'd love to hear what you think. If you've got any ideas, anything like that, please share them with me. Come and find me on Instagram. I'm Claire Russell, and it's also known as Play Hooray, play.hooray on Instagram, or Play Hooray UK on Facebook, or email me playhooray.uk@gmail.com, or we've got the website www.playhooray.co.uk. All right, thank you very much for tuning in. Hope you found that helpful, and I'll see you next time. Happy playing.